Welcome to another episode of Making Dough Show, where we love talking about making dough in the restaurant business. And today I want to talk to you about holiday logistics and our industry. We've been going through this series. We already covered staffing challenges in holiday zone, holidays and all of that, the staffing challenges. Second thing we covered was customer psychology, really needing to understand that and our industry. And today I want to talk to you about holiday logistics. I tend to handle some of these logistics. My husband handles other parts of these logistics that I'm going to cover. And I got 10 tips for you. So hopefully, again, my purpose with these videos is that you can take a couple of things back to your store and make more dough, of course. So let's get into it. So first off, as I'm recording this is in October, you could be, you know, watching this or listening to this podcast anytime, hopefully around Q4, and get ready for having a phenomenal Q4. Really enjoying the holidays, not get that too stressed. And part of that is prior planning. And that's why we're having these fun conversations. And learn to do these things throughout years. And thanks to a lot of bleeding and a lot of gray hair, getting to this level. So I want to share with you some of our logistics that we always consider going through the season. So now let's get into it. Here we go. First off, you need to make decisions about which days you guys are going to close, which days you're not. And if you have reduced hours, so hypothetically, you're like, the day before Thanksgiving, we have regular hours. Thanksgiving, we are closed. Black Friday, we don't tend to be, you know, very busy for lunch. So we may start later in the day or not really, depending on what you all do. Christmas Eve, are you closing at 6 or 7? Is it regular hours? Christmas Eve. Then Christmas Day, maybe you are closed. This is what we do. So Christmas Eve, we close, I think, 6 or 7. So our team can go have dinner with their family and their loved ones. Christmas Day, we're closed. New Year's, we have regular operations for our New Year's. Some restaurants close on New Year's. The time to decide those days is now. So you're going to get a pen and paper. You're going to sit with your business partner, with your manager, with your general manager, make those decisions, make that list. And then that goes back into the next few tips I have for you. One second thing here is clear communication. You need to create a sign with all of your holiday hours that, you know, Thanksgiving this or Halloween is that, all the things that are Q4 in one list that you can put on the door. You can put them in the bathroom if you, you know, if it goes well with your decor. But those are the questions customers have. Maybe they're thinking they want to do a big lunch for New Year's and they don't know if you're open for New Year's or not. So make it clear when you're open, when you're not, so you can clearly communicate it to your guests well in advance. Second part, obviously, to this is the digital communication. You got to update your website, all of your social media. Customers want to know when are you open, are you not open, or you're open. So all the things I told you about your website, then it goes back into social media. Then it is your third party. Do you use DoorDash? You need to add the holiday hours there too. Google Map and also Apple Map. You need to add your holiday hours there. And then Yelp and then TripAdvisor. It's a project, but you simply put your holiday hours in. There is a section for that, if not already. Fourth tip here is your online orders. You need to put in your holiday hours in your POS system. So you do not collect orders on the day that you're closed. Am I saying that? Because we have received orders at 11:30 a.m. on a Thanksgiving day because we forgot to shut off online ordering. That's correct. And we had to call the customers, apologize, and refund that order, and obviously communicate that we failed to turn off online ordering. So the online ordering and verifying the day after, making sure that your online ordering is back on, is also really important just to make sure everything is okay. Team availability. You may need to have a schedule. You have to schedule a meeting with your team going over the holiday. Say, hey, these are the hours for Thanksgiving. These are the hours for Christmas. These are the hours for New Year's. And somebody's going to be like, oh, I really would like to be off of this and that. Okay, great. You get Christmas. You get, you know, Thanksgiving. You get this, but you cannot be off, you know, say Christmas Eve the day and also say the day before Thanksgiving. We need to distribute the load among the team, and you need to communicate that early on. Have a team meeting with your management team just to make sure you have coverage all throughout. Logistics is what we're talking about today. Fun, sexy conversations, of course. The other one is food order logistics. Okay, so for example, if you're closed on Thursday for Thanksgiving, when is the food order supposed to be placed? When do we receive the food order? You do realize that your supplier has also their holiday hours, and when they have drivers and not, we need to set those logistics early on as well, so we can work with their thing, so we don't overorder and stuff, you know, go to waste, or we overstock on shelves. Your vegetables are going to go bad. You didn't account for the fact that you were 2 days off, all the things. Food order logistics is really, really important. Seventh tip is emergency contacts. You need to have a list of emergency contacts right now for your holiday season, because you need to have equipment repair, you know, especially if you live somewhere that is cold. I don't know, on the East Coast or wherever that gets really cold. We're in Texas and we had Snowmageddon, as you may have heard, a couple of years ago. Yes, our walk-in failed. A lot of our equipments could not handle it. And so we had to have tech support. We had to have equipment repair companies come out and check all of the equipment. Some are closed because of the holidays. So you need to have the backup plan for those. You need to have staff on call, emergency contacts. What are those emergency contacts you need to have in place? Think about that. And the next tip I have for you, the ninth tip, is that you do need to have post-holiday strategy. Yes, we're thinking about the holidays. We're going into the holiday season. It may hopefully, I hope and pray, it's a very busy season for you, but you sure don't want to have a slumpy season after the holidays. So the time to think about, should we have new menu offerings, Q1, you know, should we have campaigns and marketing messaging? Is it a new ad we're going to have, event we're going to host in January, in February, so you keep the momentum going? January tends to be a little bit of a slower season for some of us in the restaurant industry, because people spend a lot of their money during Christmas time. They spend money on credit cards. Then that's going to hit a few weeks into January. And so you do need to be thinking about a post-holiday strategy and plan, of course. And last but not least, you need to have a contingency plan. It's on you and it's on me as the leaders in our businesses to have a contingency plan, even backup supplier. You know, you may be working, I don't know, with Cisco. You need to secure some relationships with Benny Keith. You need to have your ducks in a row if you need to go to Restaurant Depot, because this one's out of this, you know, this supply chain issues. You may have staffing issues. You may have all kinds of things you need to, equipment may go out. You may have Snowmageddon. Power goes out. I don't know, Spectrum goes out. Internet goes out. This hurts. These are incredibly stressful stuff. And that's why we got to be putting in the time now to have contingency plans, to have crisis management things in place, which is commonly practiced in many businesses out there. You and I need to have our own game plan for the holiday season so we can crush this holiday season. You need that. I need that. Let's get through it. Let's make some dough. Let's make it a success. Let's make sure we are the kind of leaders that our team members look up to us, because something hits the fan and we had a contingency plan. That is a kind of a leader you and I want to be. This is a work in progress. This is an opportunity. Let's make it good. Let's get back to work and make some dough. Thank you so much for watching. Bye-bye.